The Public News Service Doha Newscast, September the 12th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. First to Georgia, where the automatic voter registration system is back up and running after being offline for 15 months. Danielle Smith reports the delay has proven costly for some voters.
The system opts in eligible residents to register to vote when they interact with the Georgia Department of Driver Services, or DDS, and updates voter information for those already registered. Chief Legal Officer Aklima Kandoker with the New Georgia Project, a nonpartisan voter registration group, says the AVR had registered 6.6 million people in 2016 and a total of more than 7 million today. But with the silent changes to the DDS website, she says more than a year, people were no longer automatically opt in to be registered to vote.
I think in the realm of 30% of people fell off. So this is close to a million people who would have participated before in a typical election year when going through the DDS's original process, who all of a sudden were not registered to vote going through that automated process.
Kandoker says prior to the system error, there had been a dramatic climb in voter registration, in part because of the automatic registration function. More than 7 million active voters are registered in Georgia, according to the Secretary of State's website.
The midterm elections are near, meaning candidates, political analysts, and the media want to know more about what voters are thinking.
Since 2016, the St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation has teamed up with Wilder Research for the East Metro Pulse Data Book, which covers Ramsey, Dakota, and Washington counties. The latest findings were issued this summer, and Wilder's Nicole Martin Rogers noticed big differences between the 2018 survey and the new responses.
Across most different major institutions, the population in the East Metro overall has had decreased level of confidence in these institutions to treat people fairly over the past 3 years.
That includes the news media, healthcare institutions, and the criminal justice system. And there were differences among racial groups, with 45% of black respondents agreeing state government treats everyone fairly, compared with nearly 70% of white respondents. I'm Mike Moen.
Foundation says survey participants put crime and safety at the top of the list. Now from the New York Times, a day after routing Russian forces in a lightning advance that seized hundreds of square miles and a strategic town in the northeast, Ukraine claimed another victory Sunday. The Times reports Ukraine's rapid gains in the Kharkiv region have significantly weakened Russia's hold on eastern Ukraine, which it has used as a stronghold to wage war since February. This is PNS. New York State has been working to ensure disadvantaged communities aren't so vulnerable to the effects of climate change.
However, as storms grow in power, it may not be enough that the state is bracing these communities. With sea levels expected to rise, numerous areas across the state could fall victim to more severe flooding. Deb Peck Kelleher with the Alliance for Clean Energy New York says this was foreshadowed when Superstorm Sandy hit New York almost a decade ago.
The New York infrastructure, a lot of it's underground, and as we saw in Superstorm Sandy, once the subway tunnels and the road tunnels get filled with water, just because of a storm surge, it has a dramatic effect.
She adds urban planning is accounting for areas that are floodplains and other problems coastal regions face. According to a 2021 report from several state agencies, most barriers relate to having access to climate-smart programs like zero or low-emissions transportation and distributed energy efficiency. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And September is National Recovery Month. A program in Ohio is showing success in healing families who have struggled with addiction.
Ohio START focuses on families experiencing child maltreatment and substance use disorders. Children's services caseworkers, behavioral health providers, and family peer mentors work in tandem to get them the support they need. Donna, in Summit County, struggled with addiction and lost custody of her two older sons over drug charges. She explains when she found out she was pregnant again, she knew she needed to make a change and sought help. After spending time in a court-ordered treatment center, she joined the Ohio START program.
They helped me a lot. They helped me get my place. They really work well as a team. They're caring and want to see us do good. They just ain't in it for a paycheck.
She says she's been in recovery for 17 months, is working, and has her son back. Ohio START, now in its fifth year, started with 17 counties and has since expanded to 54. Mary Sherman reporting.
Finally, Ross Brown lets us know fall arrives in Texas next week, which means winter and its challenges will be right behind. Never fear, the old Farmer's Almanac says. It will be the best of winter for some and the worst for the rest of us.
Associate Editor Tim Goodwin says predictions suggest half of the country will deal with bone-chilling cold and loads of snow, while the other half may feel like winter never really arrives. He encourages the western half of the U.S. to prepare for wet and mild conditions, while the eastern half hunkers down for record-breaking cold.
When you think of Texas, you don't think of cold necessarily, but what we're predicting this year is colder than normal. You're looking at early to mid-January and early to mid-February are going to be really those coldest periods that you will see this upcoming winter.
The Almanac claims an 80% accuracy rate.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting a week with Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Heard on radio stations big and small. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.